This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin has a lot of new restaurants catering to trend-seeking foodies who are looking for something cutting-edge or unique. But one new steakhouse in downtown Austin is not going down that path. They just want to offer a contemporary take on some classic food in a lively atmosphere. And joining us to give us his review of the place is Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
What is the name of this restaurant?
The name of the restaurant is Red Ash, and the name comes from the ash that comes from the wood-burning grill at this restaurant, which is down at 3rd and Colorado Streets.
Can you tell me who's behind it?
So I think Austinites will be familiar with some of these names, or at least their restaurants. So Larry Foles and Guy Villavasso, along with executive chef John Carter, are all the partners there. And Foles and Villavasso started Z Tejas, they started Eddie V's, they started Hop Dottie. So they have a long string of success. Carver was actually over at Eddie V's with them. So what this is kind of a different take on a steakhouse. It's got an Italian theme. Mostly that's through the pastas that are on the menu. But it kind of takes the steakhouse of the 90s and modernizes it. It's in this industrial space. It's kind of a little corny. It's got some graffiti on the walls, and it's supposed to be hip and edgy, and it kind of ends up feeling more like something called the Austin Grill that you could find in like Scottsdale or Florida or something. So it doesn't have a unique Austin-ness about it. But besides that, it's not trying to be more than it is, which is really just kind of a chop house and a pasta place.
Tell me about what's on the menu. What do they got?
So they've got some of the best meatballs I've had in town. I think that's veal and boar and beef. And those were nice, juicy, small plates. They have a snapper crudo that was nice and had that kind of anise taste of fennel to it. There was octopus a la plancha. And I think it was sous vide first and then finished on the plancha. And they've got a porterhouse on the menu and a bone-in double-cut filet. Kind of what they hang their hat on, in addition to the pastas, are these huge steaks, these hand-cut, dry-aged steaks that they have that are $2.50 an ounce is how they sell them. So that doesn't mean you can order a 2-ounce steak, but
right.
That means they hand-cut them.
So a 1-pound steak would be, what, like $40?
Right, and there weren't any of those when I was there. There was a 30-ounce filet, I believe. There was a 50-ounce ribeye, which ended up running me about $125.
You eat that all yourself?
I did not.
You had some help?
We had some help, and we took it home. They carve it for you, so when they bring it to you, it's in these big, meaty dominoes that are falling off the bone. It was probably undercooked by just a few seconds, but it was a nice piece of meat. It had a great char on the outside. And then the pasta dishes are as robust and as intense as everything else on the menu. They have pappardelle that they make in-house with wild boar bolognese, which is really rich. They have potato gnocchi that came in this gorgonzola cream with big wavy folds of speck throughout it. So that was nice and rich. Cappelletti pastas that are filled with spinach and ricotta and served in brown butter and sage with some walnuts, nice winter flavors there. So very filling, very...
comforting, sounds like.
Very comforting. It really is kind of a boutique take on a pasta and steakhouse.
I imagine the prices are on the higher side.
Right, you could get out of there for less than $100 a person, but we didn't either time. I would be careful. The pastas come in small and large. If you order one of those big steaks, you're not going to need too much more, of course. But you could get a small plate and a pasta and get out of there for about $70 a person after a glass of wine. But you're looking at least a couple $100 for two if you're doing it right.
You kind of described the interior already, but I'm just curious what the vibe is like at Red Ash.
You know, it's fun. They have an open kitchen, so that provides some energy. They have an elevated dining room, which is kind of a different thing. They've got a big bar scene that looks like it's probably popular at happy hour. I did see several attorneys I know from downtown having dinner in there each night. A little more mature crowd. It is loud, so people should know that. But it's not people with their phones out taking Instagram photos of tweezered food. You know, it's more robust than that. It's more comforting than that, as you mentioned. And it's kind of a restaurant for people who like to eat out, but there's not a lot of restaurants being opened for folks like that around town these days. So it does fill a unique niche, I guess.
The restaurant is Red Ash. It's on 3rd and Colorado. And you can read Matthew Odom's full review right now at Austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew, great to see you.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.